Brooks going for 17 wins in a row today.
All right.
And you're going to be taking on Abby from Lake Stevens. Hey, Abby.
Hello.
How are you holding up out there, Abby?
I'm doing well.
Okay. What's been the most challenging? Yeah, you just rub it into everybody's faces.
You're having a great time during quarantine, huh?
Yeah, I really actually, I'm enjoying myself during quarantine.
Well, oh, my God. You are one of those introverts, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I am an extrovert, and people need to check on people like me, okay? It's been a real rough go.
Yeah, you and me, Abby, this is what we're made for.
Yes.
You're an introvert?
Yes, believe me, I'm home all day.
I didn't think that was by choice.
I don't think Jose knows what introvert means. It doesn't mean that you're staying inside.
I'm an extrovert that literally could never see a human again and be happy with it.
I don't think that's a thing. I don't believe that either.
All right. Well, we're going to send Brooke out of the studio. Abby, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Your time starts now. Today is National Walking Day. What's the device called that measures footsteps?
Fitbit.
What famous European monument is nicknamed the Iron Lady?
Pass.
Which actor is the voice of Gru in the Despicable Me films?
Steve Carell.
Instead of beef or pork in a cheeseburger, what animal does McDonald's in India use as a substitute?
Turkey.
What number is represented by the letter XV in Roman numerals?
XZ?
Yes.
200.
All right. Got those in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. It says that you, Abby, are a student?
Yes.
What are you studying?
Public health, interestingly enough.
Oh.
Interesting.
No wonder she's doing well. Sounds like business is good for you, yeah. Abby.
Yeah, so I'm taking a quarantine class next quarter.
Oh, wow. Does that just include you sitting in a room by yourself for the entire quarter? How does that work?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, actually, everything's going to be online this quarter, so I probably will be sitting in my room quarantined while taking a quarantine class.
Wow.
There you go.
It couldn't be more perfect.
Yeah.
That's good. Real life studying.
All right. Let's go to Brooke. You ready for your questions, Brooke?
Yes.
Okay, your time starts now. Today is National Walking Day. What's the device called that measures footsteps?
Pedometer.
What famous European monument is nicknamed the Iron Lady?
Statue of Liberty. No, Eiffel Tower.
Which actor is the voice of Gru in the Despicable Me films?
Pass.
Instead of beef or pork in a cheeseburger, what animal does McDonald's in India use as a substitute?
Chicken.
What number is represented by the letter XV in Roman numerals?
XV is 150.
All right. Got those answers in. Let's see how you guys did and go over to the scoreboard with Jose.
Well, that was a massive waste of time.
Bolaños.
Yes, it was. Abby, you got one correct today.
Yay.
Which is the most productive you'll be all day.
Probably.
And Brooke?
Yes.
You got two correct. Close game.
Barely.
Close, but... Sorry, Abby. Brooke pulls out the victory today. Let's go over the answers for you, though. Today's National Walking Day. The device that measures footsteps is called a pedometer. We can't accept, like, Apple Watch or Fitbit or anything like that. I'm sorry, Abby.
It makes sense, but we meant the actual
device.
All right. The famous European monument nicknamed the Iron Lady would be the Eiffel Tower. Steve Carell is the voice of Gru in Despicable Me. We gave that to you, Abby, by the way, even though he said Carol. Instead of beef or pork in a cheeseburger, McDonald's in India uses mutton, a.k.a. lamb, as a substitute for their burgers.
That sounds delicious.
And the Roman numerals XV is the number 15.
Oh.
Close, Brooke.
150. I added a zero.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Listen.
Yeah, we're not good at math and stuff in here, but
it's not
Roman math. Yeah. Get out of my face, Jeffrey.
Well, no money for you, Abby, but just for playing, you do get a $20 gift card to Domino's. You can go to Domino's.com to see all their takeout and delivery specials. And remember, that's Domino's with not one, but two O's. Domino's.
Okay.
Oh. .com.
Two O's.
Two O's. Sweet. For Abby.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Because she's really going to enjoy the pizza?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. I got it now. I'm with you. Hope it's not too hot.
How's that sound, Abby?
Oh, my gosh.
How's that sound? You down for 2-0s today?
Okay, can we not?
Dude, who isn't?
Sure.
I mean, what else are you going to do under quarantine?
Right?
Get to it, Abby.
Congratulations, Abby. Enjoy that pizza. We'll play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.